Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts, I go now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are engaged or involved. And again, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about this show. Because I always love it when they tune in and they're shocked. Shocked, I tell you, by what they hear. I don't know what they're so shocked about. I mean, we do a lot of mainstream stories. I mean, some of the more mainstream wax stories, yeah. But they're still mainstream stories. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the whole solution, if you would. I say that all the time. I mean it. You know it. All right, well, another loss for freedom of speech, I guess, apparently. Right? I mean, it's really getting crazy now. So apparently, it's okay to wear T-shirts promoting LGBTQ and all that other stuff. But if you wear a shirt that said God made only two genders, which is based on the Bible, that's against the law. Or, it's unacceptable, let's put it that way. I find it amazing. And it doesn't seem that, you know, are my Christian brothers and sisters, I don't know what's wrong with you. Why is this not bothering you? I know some of you will say to me, well, it doesn't matter. God's still God no matter what. All right, so we don't have to do anything, right? When they sell these kids into sex slavery and such, you're good with that. Because you know why? Whether they sold into sex slavery or not, God is still God, right? Are you supposed to do anything to protect these kids? Are you supposed to do anything at all? Right, to uphold God's law, God's love. You guys better figure it out. You're going to be in a lousy space at one point in time. And that's not just to make you feel bad or because I'm trying to be all legalistic. I'm telling you to read, understand, learn. Anyway, federal district judge, a court in Massachusetts, which figures. The court refused to issue a temporary injunction that would have stopped Nicholas Middle School from banning Liam Morrison from wearing a shirt that says there are only two genders. Alliance Defending Freedom is representing the 12-year-old boy. They're going to appeal it. He said this isn't about a T-shirt. It's about a public school telling a 7th grader that he isn't allowed to hold a view that differs from the school's. Right, this is according to the lawyer. Now, public school officials can't censor Liam's speech by forcing him to remove a shirt that states, real simple, that simply states that God created two genders. I mean, seriously, they don't believe in God anyhow, so what's the problem? It's a gross violation of the First Amendment. It is not hate speech. They like you to believe that anything that is negative towards them, or they perceive as negative towards them, is hate speech. Now, being negative towards us is fine. They point out that students are allowed to wear clothing that promote the transgender movement. Many classrooms and hallways are decorated with gay pride flags and posters on sexual orientation. But the message is clear. Only one sort of, only one option is permissible, right? All others are censored. That is against the Constitution. And the Supreme Court has already ruled in that direction before. So I look at it and say, you know, bring it on. Every time they win one of the, every time they let one of these go to the court, and we win one, you can't go back on it. Right? And again, is it a learning place? Is it a grooming place? Shouldn't schools be pushing and promoting freedom of speech? I don't agree with you. I don't agree with your lifestyle. I don't agree with the music you listen to. I don't agree with the way you dress. I don't like the way you cut your hair. And you've heard us all say this, the truth. We will protect your First Amendment right to the hilt. Usually with our Second Amendment right if we need to. But seriously, there's no reason in the world why kids shouldn't... Man, some of the stuff they wear in their shirts I see on high school campuses are really freaky, are really weird. You know, and they're fully acceptable, apparently. Anyway, more and more and more we see this stuff. Trump was proved right again, right? There's a bombshell audit that uncovered millions of invalid voter registrations. But you know, you don't hear this on mainstream media, right? I mean, seriously. Actually, on the last story, somebody in the chat room said teachers, well, should be shot or at least fired for that crap. You know what? I'll take it a different level. I don't want them shot. I definitely, what they should do is lose their jobs. And they should only be certified to work as long as they're not, and don't have any influence on anybody. Because that's flat out wrong. They're stuck in that room. They're stuck with that teacher for, you know, an hour and a clip. Not cool. All right, looking at the 2024 presidential candidates, or the leading candidate, President Donald Trump for Republicans. We're going to talk about what he's up against, what he's got going on. When we return, Joe Messina, your host, be back in a minute.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Mal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe with me, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE. 855-732. 5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I say it to you all the time, and I mean it, because the more you learn, the more you get under your belt, the more you can speak with easily, the better off you are. You'll be able to push back on some of the crazy stuff people are putting out there. Right? Come on. You know that's true. And as I said, 855 Real Joe, let me know how you feel. All right. President Trump, you know, he's constantly, actually all of us are constantly getting vindicated, right? And you're seeing more and more, and I know some people don't want to hear this, they think you're a conspiracy nut, but no. The numbers don't add up. Not only do they not add up, you're finding out as the days go on that there was a lot of fraud during that election. Was it enough to make to help Trump win? I don't know. I'd have to sit down and go state by state by state. But there's enough of it to be concerned. There's enough of it to wonder if some governor sitting in their seats would be sitting there today. Another new peer-reviewed study from the Journal of Information Warfare uncovered a massive loss of control and breach in the New York voter database. The executive director of the New York Citizens Audit, Marley Hornick, a director of research, said in July 2021, the team created and led a group of about 2,000 New Yorkers to investigate the state's voter rolls. Now, through the auditing, the voter roll databases, they were obtained directly from the state, so you couldn't play with them, right? Local boards of elections put them together, sent them over. They claim they've uncovered millions of invalid registrations, hundreds of thousands of votes cast by, did you hear that? Hundreds of thousands of votes that were cast by invalid registrations. Illegal immigrants, right? Massive voter discrepancies. I'm telling you, some of the stuff I saw in L.A. were one letter away. You had people registered to vote, at my house, right? My legal name is Joseph B. Messina. You would have Joe B. Messina. I mean, right there we got, what, 4 or 5 votes going on, right? And nobody thought to question them. It's just amazing. They go on to say, to be absolutely clear, there's no known innocent purpose or explanation for why these algorithms existed. So they were actually in the computer system. Now, he went on to say, I'm told by cyber intelligence experts that they indicated total loss of control, data breach is the most severe kind of data breach because it's actually in the code. You know, and the law, as it called out, says it renders the affected NYS voter database completely untrustworthy. So if it's untrustworthy / unusable, well, what's the problem? In an article published on May 17th, they wrote that the point of peer review is not to rubber stamp an article, though that thing may happen. Yeah, it might happen. Right? But the point of the whole thing is to perform a thorough check of the article to be sure it's accurate. It represents a fair description of facts, both pro and con. Because peer review is usually a rigorous process. The reviewers tend to be experts. They get through the peer review. It's like putting three witnesses or expert witnesses on the stand to attest to a certain situation, right? Now, their findings also said that there was systemic election fraud, and it was actually built into the process. Built in and documented in their process. They go on to say the group's deficits report show evidence of falsifying records, falsifying registrations, no trackable records, ineligible registrations, phantom voters, and many other inaccuracies and discrepancies in the registrations. I don't understand why they can't clean them up. What's the problem? So Dominion gets almost $1 billion, and after years of fake news, hoaxes, scams, and investigations, according to Trump's statement, so Dominion gets almost $1 billion, and after years of fake news, hoaxes, scams, and investigations, I'm entitled to nothing. Is that really the way it's supposed to work? No. Remember, the law applies to everybody equally. Supposed to. But you can see in cases like this, over and over and over and over and over again, it doesn't. And frankly, it won't. I mean, and I don't mean physically, but not until we blow the whole thing up and start all over again. I mean, sincerely, You're going to have to go in there, take all these people out, unvote them, or whatever you have to do. I mean, we need a true convention of states. I think we're there now where we might be able to pull it off. But you've got to heat it up. You've got to make it happen. You know what I'm saying? If you don't, this is what we're going to be looking at. Remember, the convention of states doesn't require Congress to get involved. Can't be stopped by the Supreme Court. They have no right to do it. The convention states come together, they vote, they put it together, they vote on these things, end of discussion. And you know that scares the crud out of them. All right, let's see, what else we got here? I had a whole bunch of stories I wanted to get to. Right? Oh! This is according to USA Today, false claim that albedo effect proves that global warming is engineered. See, I didn't need that. Right? None of us did. Just go back and start looking. Way back when they first tried to sell us this stuff. Now, the claim is what they call the albedo effect, and it proves a synthetic cover over the Earth is causing global warming. Now, on April 17th, that's an Instagram post. Why it even made it in the mainstream, I don't know. Now, the shadow of the aerosol trail being dispersed by the geoengineering aircraft drone, it throws out artificial synthetic reflective greenhouses. Right? I'm trying to make this as easy as I can to do on radio. We'll hit it on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. You got to hear this. This is crazy. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
This is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Would it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A reporter who was there, keeping an eye on it, says President Biden appeared to be okay after a fall during an appearance in Colorado Thursday. It happened as Biden was congratulating U.S. Air Force Academy graduates.
He then walked to the motorcade when they were leaving just behind me here as well, exactly jogging.
NBC News' Gary Grumbach in New Hampshire.
Governor, how come you're not taking questions from voters?
What are you talking about? I'm not here with people. Are you blind?
What?
Are you blind?
I'm not blind.
video shows a tense exchange between Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and a reporter during a campaign stop in New Hampshire. DeSantis didn't field audience questions from the podium following his remarks Thursday, as is traditionally done by presidential candidates in that state. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-556. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Look, you guys, Fox dumped Kennedy. Well, Fox is going to be CNN heavy. How's he like that? I wouldn't hang over there. I know some of you guys like Gutfeld. I've noticed that Gutfeld is actually on Twitter. He's blocked some people that he really shouldn't. There's no reason for it. But that's decided. Well, I don't care about that. Keep an eye on these people. See which ones start to move in a certain direction. And the ones that won't move, look at how fast they're getting rid of them. Anyway, the back is trying to say that basically the aerosol cans and all that stuff is still causing a massive problem. And, you know, and again, according to the article that I was reading you a few minutes ago, or reading from a few minutes ago, this albedo effect, which is what it is, right? It's reflecting the heat and such back on the... See, we had this problem back in, what was it, guys, the 60s or 70s, right? The ozone layer was thinning out. We were going to lose our oxygen. We got all this stuff was going to go wrong. Anybody hear anything about that right lately? Right? Because I haven't heard what happened. Apparently, it healed itself. We did such a good job, it healed itself. I personally don't believe it was ever there. Right? Anyway, the NASA still says, and I wonder who they're funded by, that climate change, modern climate change anyhow, is driven by greenhouse gases emitted from human activities. Right? But real scientists, many that have been around forever and ever and ever, say, wait a minute, no. Is there some effect from what we're doing? Yes. Not enough to make a difference, though. Not enough to make a major difference over the next 100, 200, 300 years. Really that simple. So now they're putting this stuff out there. So when you see it, when you see this thing called the albedo effect, right, don't buy into it. It's just another another fancy phrase, another fancy term that they're going to use to scare you. I wouldn't be surprised if Al Gore was somewhere behind this thing. Really. All right. God, it just never, this craziness just never stops. An academic says that professors giving lower grades to black students must be scared into becoming anti-racist. So now you're a racist if you give a black person the grade he or she deserves. I almost said they, but I didn't want you to think I was actually buying into that craziness, right? But seriously, think about it. If you give somebody a grade they deserve, you're a racist. No, I was wrong. I have to correct myself. Not somebody, a black person. One of the world's most influential psychologists called for an equity audit at all professors and universities in order to ensure that grades were distributed evenly among racial groups in any course. Roy Baumeister, he's got a PhD, he's one of the world's most influential, most cited psychologists with an expertise in human morality. According to his biography, he's published over 700 scientific works, including over 40 books. He previously worked for Florida State, and now he's affiliated with the University of Queensland in Australia. He said, I said this is not to address the social problem of justice, but also to alert my many friends in academia to get ahead of the curve on this. He argued that colleges can use a supposedly objective measure to detect racism by comparing grades of blacks and whites, which would determine if a professor had routinely given higher grades to white students than blacks. Unreal. Just hit me in the head with a hammer, will you? I can't get this to make sense. So if I give you a test of 5 questions, and they are simply to add up the numbers, and then that test of 30 kids, the majority of them are white that score the highest, does that now mean I'm a racist? I'd love to know. It's ridiculous. He also argues that colleges can use an objective measure. Well, what is the objective measure? What does that mean? See, if we'd stop looking at color, if we'd stop looking at gender, if we would stop looking at this stuff, I've always said this when it comes to applications for jobs, right? I mean, if you need to have that information for whatever particular reason it is, when the recruiter looking over the paperwork, maybe we don't have male, female, black, white, whatever. Maybe simply person number 05361. You look through the whole thing. You interview them on the phone, by phone, not in person. And the best person for the job gets it. Whether they're black, white, black, female, white, female, whatever. Best person for the job gets it. Wouldn't that be crazy? Really? Anyway. Structural racism, he says, is often it's invisible. You can't see it. You can't be sure. If you can't be sure how it is, then how do you measure it? Really? So you focus on the grading disparities. There's grading disparities, really? Why don't you look at what kids are studying and which kids aren't? You know. I've talked to many, many, many teachers who say the same thing. You know what kids are studying at home. You know what kids are playing around. You know what kids aren't telling the truth as to what's going on. The professor told a local news source that other professors should be ready for the humiliation to happen. You're going to be humiliated when you decide to change your grading level based on the color of somebody's skin. Right? Anyway, the blog is designed to work with non-racist professors. Oh, here we go. Just amazing. Now, this stuff makes me nuts. Now, the psychology professor said there are numerous ways systemic racism shows up in classrooms, some which may be more subtle. For example, it could be course content and a lecture that's filled with microaggressions. Oh, come on. I need to go throw up. This stuff now is just compiling all the information, compiling all the craziness and all the garbage we've been listening to for a decade now. And I do mean a decade. You know, a recent TikTok release, whatever these people are, this young lady, she goes on to say, since the 1980s, the economy has changed in ways that are difficult to describe. The real impact of inflation and wage stagnation. She goes through all this stuff. And then what does she say? Boomers can't conceptualize this struggle because they never had a fight for jobs. She's a 21-year-old college student. No, we were never as entitled as you guys were. So we didn't show up to a job site or fill out an application like you need me. We actually made concessions to say, hire me for 2 weeks, don't pay me a nickel, I'll show you I can do the job. We actually understood that internships meant you weren't going to get paid. That you were going to learn the craft you were talking about going into. And yeah, we did have to, in my time in the 70s, right? I mean, you were always fighting for work. Unemployment was crazy. And then, you know, God. It's just one thing after another in the late 60s, 70s, and early 80s. She went on to TikTok and she kind of chastised the boomers. Older workers find it difficult to empathize with the economic struggles of younger people. Right. After discussion with her mother about mismatched expectations, what she thought she should have, really. Now, Kat says that her mother made $36,000 a year as an entry-level bank teller back in the 1980s. Meanwhile, the average entry-level worker in America now makes $55,000 a year. Yes, entry-level jobs. Got it. Whole different animal. We'll talk in a minute. Be right back.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell.
We are back. Baby, baby, Joe, in your house, always a pleasure to have you with me. Yeah. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, seriously, I so much appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat rooms, you know, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. No, we have not been having earthquakes where I'm at. Seriously. Anyway, where was I? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I mean that in all sincerity. There's so much going on. Pick one. Don't pick a bunch of ones. Pick one thing. All right? And if, you know, what's close to your heart, I don't care if it's kids or seniors or safety in your city. And that's the thing you fight for. That's the thing you stay on. That's the thing you make sure that they, you know, that people are doing the right thing to your kids, to your city, and so on. Again, 855-ROJO, 855-732-55. All right, we're talking about baby boomers, right? How the young people think that, you know, baby boomers don't understand them because we never had a struggle with anything. Apparently, they there's no history in school anymore. Done. Just craziness. And they think the baby boomers, of course we had struggles. I mean, my God, Gas was, you couldn't get your hands on it. It was outrageously high. Inflation was out of control. Remember, Jimmy Carter was around then. What a hell, a lot of help he was. Right? Any kind of federal or state government job at all was open to affirmative action. I told you the story before. Drove down to Florida, me and a couple of my buddies. We weren't out of high school yet. We were almost out of high school. From Massachusetts, we're like 20 hours. We go driving down there. We get down there and take the sheriff's exam in Miami, Miami-Dade County, back in the 70s. The guy behind the desk wasn't black. He was probably Puerto Rican or Cuban, maybe even, in the uniform. We had to send our applications in ahead of time, get approved. Get our information. Look, I said, look, guys, you drove all the way down here from Massachusetts. Yeah, we did. He said, that's too bad. You have no chance. Even if you scored number one on these tests, you have no chance. We have X amount of openings. We have X amount of minorities, and you're not going to make it. How do you think that felt? No, well, we don't want to understand what it's like not to be able to get a job. Got that. But as I was saying before the break, the other difference was we were willing to make sacrifices to get that job. We were willing to work two or three. I think I worked at Burger King nights, cleaning the kitchen, because it paid better than the day work. And during the day, I worked at a car dealership, cleaning cars, the used cars, making sure they were clean and ready to go. And God forbid if it snowed once or twice, you had to make sure the place was clean, constantly clean. So, no, we didn't know how to get jobs. We just took the jobs we could get. We didn't necessarily take a job that we wanted. I wanted to make money. I wanted to fix my car. I wanted to put gas in my car. I wanted to go out on the weekends. I'd take a job that I make some money. So when they say this kind of stuff, I get the biggest kick out of it because they really don't, I don't believe for a minute, they kind of presuppose everything. Like they don't really know what we went through, what we had to do. Was ours the worst? No, I think the people before us, when you look at the Great Depression, how did they make their money? How did they feed their families? I think most of the millennials say sorry, or the Gen Zers, I think it is. Forget about it. They wouldn't have made it through the Depression. They wouldn't have made it through the description and mention of a Depression. Do you know what I mean? They can't even fill out applications for employment. I've seen them. It's such a joke. By the way, if you happen to be a Gen Zer and you're listening to the show, people who want to give you a job don't want to read your textees. Don't fill out an application using text words. That's ridiculous. Truly ridiculous. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Again, it's the way we all win. And it's really that simple. All right, what else we got? I mean, come on, I had some crazy stories lined up. No, I didn't like that one. That was really bad. Oh, this is a good one. I'm going to do this one with Sonia as well. Yeah, apparently now black Africans are tired of black Americans. They don't like the way you afrosplaining. Yeah, that's going to be tough one. I have to work through that one. You know, and she goes on to say that we're in a particular situation now where black Americans are telling you African people, which I think is hilarious, about their own history. A TikToker by the name of Not African Hippie, I like that already, states that American would not be able to list 5 countries in Africa. You know what that is, right? Most young people would think that Africa was a country in and of itself, right? Not a continent with countries on it. I'm just saying. According to a study done by Professor David Kolsch from the University of Berkeley, suspect already, the relations between African immigrants and black Americans are not as positive as we think. While African Americans, like other Americans, are often seen as stereotypical, portraying, you know, Africa as a problem continent, whatever, And it's not. If you guys would do your homework and you take a look, you'd find out it's not as... The Africa is not what you think it is. Not a bunch of poor kids running around barefooted, women running around half naked, with stuff on their... They just make it look so 1910-ish. A continent suffering from war, famine, tribal division, furthermore, the perception should not overshadow the diversity. Ooh, there's that word. Right, within Africa. Now, the other thing about that is I think it's hilarious. You say it's an African-American. We need to change that to black African-American. Because there are white Africans. Am I wrong here? Now, following that, the researcher highlighted in this particular report the number of African immigrants. They emphasize their national or continental origins in order to be seen as foreigners. That way there they hope to receive more favorable treatment from white individuals. Right? I mean, they've caught on to this. They've caught on to what this is all about. That you know, and again, it comes back to, is this really what you want to be known for? Right? I'm just trying to understand. So you really want it to be called out constantly as a African-American or an American of African descent? And you're not all, if you're black, which I always love when I ask some people a question, I will say to them, you know, so your ancestors or whatever from Africa? Really? I have one guy that I talked to for 15 minutes about it. And not to make fun of him or anything, but by the time we get done talking, his family's from Belize. You're not African-American. I got news for you if you're from Belize. Seriously. That's why they laugh at us in other countries. Because we're so ignorant. And it's not even that we don't know our own history. We don't know anything. We don't know our own history. We don't know other histories of other places. We don't have a basic understanding of the other countries and what they're all made up about. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, let's do some of these other stories that aren't so crazy. So I can kind of breathe over, breathe on, whatever. Oh, this is toxic masculinity causing real problems? Well, a cyclist in London said yes. You know, it's really bad. So many of the road rage incidents you see and cyclist deaths, they're caused by drivers who, well, feel superior. Right? And they're almost always men. A definition of what this person believes toxic masculinity is, and they take it from the New York Times. It includes suppressing emotions or masking distress, maintaining an appearance of hardness. It's most worrisome using violence, and it's an indicator of power. So if you're a man, and a white man at that, and you want to show your authority, show your power, that means that you are toxic, you're full of toxic masculinity. Ridiculous. Yeah, look it up. The stories that, I mean, again, well, we'll talk more about this tomorrow. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go, well, go far, go relax, come back tomorrow. You're listening to Joe Messina Show on GCN.